Are you having a good day so far?
Yeah, not bad. Let me tell you what's going on around the house here, Jay, for a second. Give everybody a bit of an update, because I'm guessing that's what you were curious about. That's why you were asking specifically,
yes,
Mr. Jay.
Absolutely.
If you're a man, listening, and Jay, you're a man listening.
Damn right.
Do you have these situations where your other half tends to, and I think this comes with kids, I think this comes with home ownership, or, you know, even, you know, I'm thinking about even the condo. As the years go by in your marriage,
oh jeez,
does the space that you have as a man, ladies, I don't know what you got going on, but I can only speak for myself, does it shrink? Do you suffer from household shrinkage? Meaning, like, the spaces that you have to maybe put something in, or store something, or put a piece of clothing away in, does it get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller? Is that a thing?
Well,
just asking for a friend. I'm asking for me.
Well, first and foremost, there really is no your space and her space.
Okay, well, that's a bunch of horse.
Because it's your space. It's the space that you share together. That being my disclaimer, okay?
Fair.
However, when it comes to, for me, memorabilia from my career, certain things that I hold dear, probably the guy stuff that I own, the stuff that would occupy a man cave, currently 1,730 kilometers away.
Oh, it's all in the
It's all in the cottage on the East Coast.
So you got nothing around.
Nothing.
Because at some point, I think it affects a man's psyche. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, my wife's done a lovely thing in front of me right here. I'm going to tell you. Because I had all the stuff that I kind of used for the show and some little, you know, little things, pieces of mail, stuff that I've stuck on a night table in front. This is what my life has become. In front of where I broadcast.
Are you saying you have a vision board?
No, it's not a vision board, but all the stuff that I did have that was important to the broadcast has been replaced with family photos to inspire me, and I love it. I've got my Humber Hall of Fame microphone there. That's the one thing I look at, and I go,
it's
okay,
great.
Inspirational, great. Good for me. It was in there in 2017. Seems like just yesterday. But it just seems, I don't know, it's one of those things where you look at it and you think, I don't know if every other man has this. It's like, I constantly feel like I'm in a state, this is going to get me in such trouble, Jay. I constantly feel like I'm in a state of looking for my stuff. Like, it's one big Easter egg hunt that happens every single week, every single day, where I'm like, do you know where that is? Do you know where this thing is?
See,
about this thing?
All my stuff, everything that I've ever won or anything like that in my career is in the same spot in the cottage, and it's all around my dartboard in the back room of the cottage. So whenever I have friends come over to visit when I'm home with family, I feel like they're all looking around the room going, geez, man, like, how full of yourself are you that you have all this stuff on the wall? Like, all these pictures with you with celebrities and stuff.
You've got a U-room. This is amazing.
Yeah, like, ooh, congratulations. Yeah, you won Now Magazine, blah, blah, blah.
I love this. Ryan, I've been married 5 months. I went from having my contents being in a corner of the apartment to they need to go in a storage unit because we don't need it in here.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm right. I'm right about this.
Let's talk to Eddie about this. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
It has nothing to do with being a man or anything. It has to do with the older you get, the more you accumulate, the less space you have, no matter if you're a male or female. But I see you're just trying to get it into a man-woman thing. But
yeah, no, you're completely wrong.
I'm 100% right.
No, maybe in your life.
And then tell me that I'm right.
Hey, Eddie.
I'm wrong. Yes.
Well, you are wrong, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm
100%
right.
Secondly,
maybe in your life. Yeah. Maybe in your life, Eddie.
Yeah.
My wife has a craft room and, like, the rest of the house to do with whatever she wants. I mean, I'm consulted. It's like, here's what I'm doing. What do you think of what I've done? I'm like, that's amazing, babe. I love you. She's very stylish. But as far as me having room for my stuff, that all got shipped out east. It's just gone.
Honest to God, I think there are some of my things in the garage somewhere, maybe. But there's only two bins in there. And is that where my life is? Is my life in two bins in the garage? I don't know. And it's not her fault. I just don't know where everything is.
Frank's a garage guy too, aren't you, Frank?
Yep, it starts with the walk-in closet. You lose that pretty quick, and then you're out in the garage, and then that doesn't last all that long. And so you end up buying toys, or you buy land. That's where you're left.
Okay.
I love it. You have to buy something nobody can hide.
You can build a woodshed. Then it's yours.
I don't know what to do in a woodshed. What am I going to do in a woodshed?
So this is.
Chuck some wood.
Chuck some wood.
What's your husband do? He chucks a lot of wood on the weekend. I said, pardon?
This is great. This is from my wife. Oh, like, you don't have music books, a sound bar, a video game system and headphones. Like, WTF, the house is ours. Oh, I get that, babe, but you just described four things that I have in the entire house.
Don't
you have the rest
of it. I apologize in advance for causing
cool.
this
we've
friction.
We've talked about this for years.
I'm not even going to look at my phone.
Steve, real quick, what's up?
Yeah, 35 years of marriage, 3 children. Just go with the Ryan and Jay. That's all I could say. You won't win in the end.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. I'm not trying to win. I lean into it. I love that my wife does everything and picks out everything. I'm part of the process.
Sure you are.
But I don't have any stuff.
Stuff or space? Stuff and space, just non-existent. And I guess I do think it's a gender thing, Eddie. Sorry, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry about that. Maybe we'll get back into that. I had no intentions of taking any calls. I just wanted to mention that to you, but I'm glad that I'm not alone and that you're not alone, Jay, and I apologize for
struck a chord.
You in.
No, dude.